Okay. I want to finish the Inyan of the Shoah that we were speaking about, so we can finish this topic, and after Pesach start another topic, which I haven't yet decided what's going to be. I want to speak about three things that we didn't speak about. One is why it's important to remember the Shoah, why it was important to have the classes that we did. And secondly, is there an Indian to take revenge on the Germans, Nazis, or whatever? And thirdly, is there an Indian not to live in Germany and not to buy German products? Which some people have the minig not to buy German products. I remember my mother-in-law, Leah Shalom, would never buy German products. She wouldn't buy a Volkswagen or whatever. In any case, so let's start with the reasons why it was important to dedicate a whole year's shiurim to the inyanim of the Holocaust. First reason is that it's important to remember history. Zechor Yimos Olam, Binu Shnos Dor V'Dor. Part of the reason is to empathize with the Tzaris of Klal Yisrael, just as much as an Indian to remember the happy and good times of Klal Yisrael. Chazal say that whoever's Mori Demos Al Adam Kosher, right, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mavatul Gzeiros Rosh, and gives him Arichas Yomim, and other things. Person empathizes and mishtatif in the Tzar of Klal Yisrael. And since this is the one of the most immediate, unfortunately, the other Tzaris that we have to empathize with, that are even closer to us, the Tzaris of people who are victims of Arab terrorism. But this Tzara, Klal Yisrael dimension Tzara, is still something that's our generation, because there are people who are still alive who went through it. And also the people who are direct descendants of those people who went through it. So therefore, it is an Indian to mishtatef in the Tzara of Klal Yisrael. Another reason is that learning about Tzaris and the Yidden who suffered is ma'orer emotions of empathy and sympathy and mercy, and that is a very positive thing for people to empathize and be sensitive to other people's Tzaris. And when you do it to something of the magnitude of the Shoah, it helps you to put it into more practical terms when it comes to individuals on an everyday basis. Also, there's an Indian of hating evil. And by remembering what human beings can descend to in achzorius, in cruelty, and what the evil is, right, there's an Indian of being ma'orer those kinds of feelings. And also to see that in the end, that kind of evil disappears from the world. And even though they had tremendous amount of power or whatever, but lemaisa, in the end, it all disappeared. And also, like we learned, what the purpose of it is to ma'orer us to tshuva. Right? What could bring to such sorrows? Things don't just happen. So we used it in that way also, what we can learn from it, again, not to point a finger, chas v'shalom, at the people who suffered, but what can we learn from tragedies and similar tragedies, what causes them to come. Another thing that's a good result of remembering and speaking about the Shoah is to realize how much we suffer, Klal Yisrael, because of the Shoah, in so far that the Ishlemus and and the Chesaron that we have, because these people were killed and their descendants never came about, and the Torah suffered because of that or whatever. And that's one of the reasons we mourn for Talmidei Rabbi Akiva coming up now by Sfira. and not of an appeal, because look at the implications that were for Klal Yisrael for the future. If the Avoda in Klal Yisrael would have been consecrated and set on four Kohanim plus Aaron, the Avoda would have been different for all generations. The fact that two Kohanim were killed made a difference for the foundation for everything that came after that. If 24,000 Talmidim, Rabbi Akiva, his five students were the Yisod of all Torah Shebaal Peh, Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. If there would have been 24,000 Talmidim, right, and they wouldn't have been deserved to be killed, and they would have been the foundation, Torah Shebaal Peh would have been a tremendous, tremendously different now. Another thing is that by remembering the Shoah, remember that we are special, that the Goyim single us out and realize that we're special for the bad, and the Maaseh, we have to realize that we're special for the good. Another reason is, as we use this, to show that in Tzaras, especially the magnitude of the Shoah, a lot of times the best of Jews comes out when the Tzaras are there. And we showed how people rose to the occasion, and it brought out Taka, like the Gemara says, that the olive sometimes gives its best oil when it's beaten out of it. And during Tzaras, sometimes the best of Klal Yisrael comes out. Another thing is Zechiras Chasdei Hashem, the Lamaisa, we did survive as a people, the Shoah. And Klal Yisrael went on to grow and to flourish all over the world. So it's Chasdei Hashem. And there's also remembering it brings us to remember the people who perished, the Kedoshim, and to be an Ilui for their neshamas. Tefillah, Torah, Binyan HaTorah, right? All of that is an Ilui for the neshamas of the people that perished, and also that we benefited from their hakrava, from their mesiras nefesh, right? Lamaisa, they were a kapara for the rest of Klal Yisrael that remains. It's kedai to be ma'azocher, the hakoras atov to them. And another reason is there's a minyan of zechiras amolek and ma'isa shirasolach amolek, and we explained quite a few shurim ago that there's a connection between Amalek and the Germany and the Nazis. So they're the Amalek of our generation. And another reason is that there are already Holocaust deniers, and the nations of the world forget very easily. And it's kedai to remember ourselves. Even with shurim like this, it combats the more sure we are of what happened and understand what happened, we can go against the Holocaust deniers and bring up a zecher to the world to remember that maybe it will be a buffer for at least Bederech HaTeva that future things shouldn't happen. So those are all the reasons why it was important, and I think we accomplished most of those purposes we've been doing this for a year or more. I remember even now. At least a year. Okay. Right now, there was another thing that we wanted to discuss. Is it proper to take revenge on Nazis, Simon Wiesenthal and others that were Nazi hunters? Was that a positive thing? Was it an important thing to go and track down these Nazis and bring them to justice? And also if a person could take nekama without bringing them to justice, but doing personal justice, is there such an inyan? So the Gedolim who were asked this, Rav Oshri has a tshuva about it, and others have, seem to say that Taka is a mitzvah. A mitzvah to take nekama on Goyim. We find that what's it called, Nokamtas, Nikmosom, even though they're somewhat the Rabbanishom, but the Maisa, we find out through history that when we had a choice, we took the come on by Purim, we took the come on those who wanted to come up against us. And if a person can get away with it without putting himself in danger or putting himself in danger of sending his life in prison or whatever, that it was a mitzvah takana dik nekama and rishoyim like that. You know for sure that these are the people who caused tzaras to Klal Yisrael. On the other hand, the real nekama that we can take on the Nazis is by building Torah and building everything they wanted not that we shouldn't do, we're doing. That's the biggest nekama. Having children and building up Klal Yisrael and building it up ruchnius-wise and gashmius-wise, that's the Iker Nekama. I think Rav Lau, who himself went through the Shoah as a child, right, said that that's the Iker Nekama that we can take on the Nazis. The Shaila is there an Inyan as part of that Nekama not to live in Germany? There's an Inyan to make a Cherem, the Jews should not live in Germany, visit Germany, whatever. There's a shaila whether there was a cherem put on Spain. Right? That there was a cherem, the Jews didn't live in Spain. So Rabbi Wein researched it, it never came out with anything clear that there ever was such a cherem. There was a shmua, like that there was such a thing, but it's basically agadic and not lamaisa. You didn't say that the Mishpacha Toledano got their name because they made a shvua when they were exiled from Spain, Toledo, no, that will never return to Toledo. And they made a shvua, they made a cherem not to go back. But that there ever was a cherem, and the truth is, if there was a cherem on Spain, there's no place come out in the world where Jews can live. Because there wasn't a country in the world that didn't persecute Jews at some time. So if every country that persecuted us, we made a cherem against to live, there's no place to live, right? And even Eretz Israel can't live because the Romans also made persecutions here. So therefore there probably was not ever a cherem on living in Spain, and surely there was never an official cherem on Germany, and the Indian is not so much to hate the specific nation, but to hate the evil that was perpetrated on us. But even Esav, Lo Sisayiv Adomi, Lo Sisayiv Mitzri, even Mitzrayim, right? The Torah gave an Isser of going back to Mitzrayim, but that wasn't because of a Cherem or whatever. There's an Isser of Lo Sisayiv Mitzri. Can't hate Egyptians, detest them completely. So the Isser of living in Egypt wasn't because we're supposed to hate Egyptians and never buy any Egyptian things or whatever. In the mail, the same thing. There's never a Cherem either on buying German products. Now, if it's giving money to companies that made money on slave labor or made money on exterminating Yidden, and those are still the same companies, all basically owned and run by the same people, then there may be an Indian to punish those companies and not give them business because they're companies that were built on the blood of Yidden. But companies that had nothing to do with that, just happened to be German company, German products, that had nothing to do necessarily directly with the Shoah, there's no Inyan Badafka not to do that. Because again, if you don't buy products from countries that persecuted Yidden, there's not too many countries in the world you can buy products from.
Didn't Moshe say that there was just a Tashnist if you have no reason to adopt the product?
Not that I know of. Is a tshuva like that? Not that I know of.
Have to look up if it was a tshuva or he told Tamidim.
I'm not familiar with this.
Was that the Israel against Yidden in New York?
The what?
There's a Cherem against Yidden in New York.
Is it New York or York?
York.
Yeah.
Oh, York. What is interesting is that there are more Yidden in New York than anywhere else.
Okay. But there are other Yidden that live in New York?
From using that name, you think there's a killer there today?
Okay, here. And there was for sure a cherem on such a thing.
Yeah. Today, as a practical measure, such a thing is almost impossible because we think they're manufactured today.
Right.
We have components from everywhere, and nobody would know where they come from anyway.
Yeah, there definitely is no issue. And again, it's regish. If somebody doesn't want to buy German products because they just have a. I can understand it, but halachically, Mestamba, there's no...
It's almost impossible to know what is
right. Right.
How about speaking German?
Speaking German?
I personally against it. There's people who really speak German because of it.
I can hear that around people that are sensitive because of what Germany represents to them, yeah, it's an Indian not Mitzrayim people. And therefore speaking German, but the language itself didn't become, you know, trait. There were good things in German too, but from before the Holocaust. The German language wasn't miyuchad only to the Holocaust. So again, we're talking about halacha, right? If it's, you have to do such a thing, if it's proper to do such a thing, there's no halacha. If you're talking about people's sensitivities, then you have to deal with that, what people are sensitive to, and dependent on, you know, what their sensitivities are. So people who are sensitive, yeah, you have to be careful that maybe not to speak German in their presence. And maybe as an Indian badafka, why a person should badafka go and learn German, right? For what? Yeah, again, the Knesset members that boycotted the thing because she spoke German in the Knesset, again, I could hear a person's personal sensitivities. But that there's an Indian dafka, halachically, you know, because I don't know what the language, you know, is the cause. Language is a very peripheral thing. So,
My father's very into these like boycotting the German thing, and he does like research a little while. And he did a BMW specifically, and Porsche. They've advertised even like in the 50s that they made the engines for the Luftwaffe, and the original Porsche designer was the same guy who designed the gas chambers. So these companies that still they have proof that still exist and are involved with the Germans.
Right, and they made money and built their companies. Yeah, I could see that there's an Indian not to support companies like that.
So did IBM.
Right.
Sure. IBM provided the technology to mass murder people. So they weren't based in Germany, based in the United States.
Again, halachically, there's no halacha, but that there's an Indian, not to support companies.
These were the parents.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're still living off what they made at our expense. And they should make right the wrong. Right? Give you your company is built on the blood of Yidden, so give something to Klal Yisrael, reparations or something.
What about a lot of these companies do give reparations?
Is that part of them? Klapei Shamayim, then the people who are involved will be involved. But does it make it better that at least they canceled out some of the monetary benefits? Yeah, because that's what we do. It's all monetary things. I'm talking about moral, we're talking about monetary. So yeah, the monetary cancels out the monetary. It doesn't cancel out the morality. But morality is halacha, and there's no halacha that you can't buy such good.
But also there's a mitzvah before to people who bring justice to people at the bat,
What mitzvah does it belong to? There's no specific mitzvah. There are certain things that are not specific mitzvahs, but they're ratzon ha-Torah. That's the ratzon Hashem that evil should suffer. It's like what's it called? It says kol ha-mazker tzadik, veinu mevarcho is over be'ase, zecher tzadik levracha. It's not a mitzvah saseh when it's hayad, but it's ratzon Hashem that you should support tzadikim and you should curse and hate rishoyim. Right, and part of that is, right, it's, you see that by a rotseach, stam rotseach. There's an Indian of a goel adam and to take nekama. So that applies to a Jew who's a rotseach. Kolshkin, it applies to rotschim that are, you know, a public rotschim or whatever.
I can hear, you know, Linda Rob was saying that the havimin of whether a private person should take nekama or not. But what was the happening about somebody like Simon Wiesenthal bringing people to quote unquote justice?
Was it have a mean of not doing it? No, it's not happening. I'm just saying. I just mentioned it, whatever. What's it called? You know, I'm saying, is there an Indian or not? Should somebody dedicate his life, well, when he could have done other things, to do that? If it's no Indian to do it, then the person shouldn't dedicate his life to something there's no Indian to do. Right? Should somebody dedicate his life to saving blubber whales or whatever, you know, save the whale, I don't know if that's what a person should dedicate his life. There's more important things in this world to be involved in than saving, you know, whales. But there are people who dedicate their whole lives to saving whales. So somebody come and ask a Shaila, should that I should make the focus of my life, right? Is there an Indian of bringing Nazis to justice, right? And I should make that the focus of my life or not? That's a Shaila. And the answer is, if somebody has that, there is something positive about that. For many reasons why to bring these people to justice, both as a deterrent for the future and justice in the past, and the Indian of Nekama. Nekama of Rishag, what's it called, Shrein Shmulevitz, says the idea of Nekama is like balancing the books. When evil prospers in the world, Zechul Hashem, and when you balance it out and you cancel, you pay the debts or whatever, and you balance the books, That's a positive Kiddush Hashem. Shows that evil doesn't prosper. That in the end, it gets what it's supposed to get. That's a positive thing. Yeah.
I know there's like an Indian by Lashonara where when you bring someone, when you're giving the lesser for a toilet, you have to make sure also that whoever you're, if you're telling someone, I mean, for a toilet, right, you have to make sure the person's going to do it the proper halacha. In case of Eichmann, wasn't involved? Wasn't Bezin involved? What is the halakhic, what do you catch it? I know what he's doing.
Goy. Right, a goy who was a mass murderer.
I'm not saying that they did anything wrong. I'm saying,
you don't need a Beis Din.
Specifically, if you're going to catch him, you have to give him over to someone who's going to do that.
Yes and no. Could be that since there's a goy, you're allowed to take to Erkos. It's just Yidden you can't take to Erkos. So if there's a national, international body of law or laws, right, that the nations of the world subscribe to, then that's the halacha, the gabi them. In other words, the halacha is, let them do. They have to set up a court system. They don't have a court system that the Torah gives them. The Torah just demands that they set up a justice system. So whatever that justice system is applies to them.
What's the boundary of who you go to? For example, with Eichmann. So they technically could have reported to their Palestinian government and they would have dealt with them whatever they do.
Right.
They knocked them out to Israel.
Right.
Is that legal? Because now they took them out of the standard body of what's called an area.
Yeah, since the Argentinians were protecting him, right, so they did what was... what was really legal, what the Argentinians were doing wasn't legal. So basically, and they tried him according to the standards of what the justice system of the nations of the world is, right? They put him on trial or whatever. That was a recognized trial, you know, according to legal standards that's accepted by the nations of the world. Yeah, that's no reason why I can't judge a goy like that.
In the Nuremberg trials, when they killed Julius Streicher, right, and he was the only thing, he didn't actually, that's my
house. Same thing. The nations of the world have a right,
they have a right
to make any laws they want as long as they're some semblance of fairness, right, or because of deterrence, or because whatever, and that's all 100% legal according to the Torah. Okay, Shaila, even Lagabi that, if a Jew is, what's it called, a murderer, and he's part of that system, then he lives in a country that's called Dina Malchus, even in those areas. Because that's what creates the social fabric of society, so you didn't have to keep to that too. And therefore, if somebody's caught, and he's put into jail because he's a ganav or whatever, and that's what the society you live in, right, demands, then the chora, it's not an opinion shvuyim to get people out of jail that are murderers or whatever, if that's what society says, the society they live in, is mechayev.
That's why, even by if you know another Jew that did something, whatever, murder, whatever, are you allowed to go to the authority, you're allowed to call the police on him?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes not. It depends what... If it's just to punish him for past things, no. If it's because he's a danger to society, then yes. who decides what's that the case? You have the child molesters who 20 years ago molested somebody, and now you want to, you know, what's it called, blow the whistle on them, make sure they go to prison. That you're not allowed to do, as long as you know the person's not a threat anymore. Right? But the person is a threat, and the only way to deal with him is to put him behind bars, and yeah, it's 100% that's to do that.
What is the nature of this question of yes, Amalek, not Amalek? And how does that translate? For example, when the chancellor came, can you get? I mean, she came for a purpose, and she's ally and all that stuff.
She was on miracle, not on miracle.
Right. Can you give the kavod in order to?
We said that the Maril Diskin held that that Germany is on Amalek before World War II, and he didn't come to give COVID to right to who? Right.
But the halacha,
most probably we don't know who Amalek is till Mashiach comes. And it's hard; it's impossible to define, and therefore you can't kill anybody. Amalek. They say Chassam Sofer killed somebody who thought it was Amalek. But again, those are Meisim, those are not Halacha. La Halacha, probably the Halacha is that we can't identify Amalekim today. Right? Basan Chorev, Bilbulus Kolo Umos. And until Mashiach comes, we're not going to be able to. Gedolim did what? That was one Gadol amongst many others who came to give COVID. So obviously they didn't hold that. So that was a Das Yochid.
Or he didn't have that Masorah.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, I'm saying, so that's the same thing. The Masorah means that they don't know who Amalek is. So it's a Das Yochid that Germany and Amalek are the same thing. Or whatever. So, Mestama, the Das of Rove, Gedolei Yisrael, was not that that to identify Amalek, Dafka, with a specific nation or whatever, not every German is Amaleki either, could be. Germany is Amalek, that's for sure. Right? It's not the land of Amalek. There may be Amalekim that drifted into Germany or whatever, but not every person who's born in Germany is mainly an Amaleki. They don't come from the same stock altogether, all Germans. So, Halacha, you can't, you know, go kill Germans because they're Amaleki. Or not give COVID to somebody who comes, what's it called, where there's an Indian Kavod Malachim because they're Amalek. It's not that. Halachically, there's no basis for it.
Interesting about there was one German who was caught in the Nuremberg trials, and he was on trial, of course. So he was asked by one of the judges, any remorse, what you've done? Says, not really. The only remorse I have is because of what has happened, now the Jews will have their own land.
That's what I'm saying. Rishoyim, they for sure were. That's not, you don't have to be Amaleki. We're plenty of Rishoyim, we're not Amaleki.